So Krishna keeps on speaking, and yavat sanjayate kinchit sattvam sthavar jangamam chetra chetragya sanyogam sanyogat vid bharatarshab. Krishna is saying, like, as long as like you really feel connected with with the farms, like you know, like farm is the like through which you connect. So saying, as long as that matters, as long as farms matter, by that time, to know that, like, still in the realm of farms, like you are still in the realm of farm, and like there can be, like, say, you know, like, say, if I want to connect Nathanji, so if I remember, you know, his farm, and then connect, so this is what Krishna is pointing out. Like, if I have to remember the farm in order to connect, so he's saying, like, that means, like, still I am in the realm of farm. And another state could be that, you know, like, really not any acknowledgement of form of Nathan, but really acknowledgement of, you know, the taste of him. And then he's saying, like, that means now the form has less impact, you know, because when I'm connecting through the memory of farm, then farm is important. Because of farm, I'm connecting, you know, something other than the farm. And then there can be another, like, you know, is connection is through the kind of like taste, you know, tasting. And that is like, that is very different connection. So Krishna is saying, like, as long as that is happening, that means still realm of form has not dissolved completely. Still, like, the whole movement is because of the form. Samam sarvesh भूतेषु तिष्ठन्तं परमेश्वरं विनश्यत् अविनश्यन्तं यः पश्यति स पश्यति। So this relation with form also will keep on as long as equanimity is not there. Because if equanimity is there, then you know, like I can let go of form. And if equanimity is not there, you know, if Nathanji is more important than Karenji, then like I have to really remember the form, because like that is like that importance is on the level of form, like form of Nathan and form of Karen. So saying what will be helpful, like if I have to remember the form of body in order to connect, so like in that situation what will be helpful is saying if like this, you know, specialness, you know, being special to somebody and not to somebody, if we can let go of that. And tishthantam parmeshwaram, and really being inside, not on, like, you know, I could be inside and still on relative realm, relative to, like, still relative world is, like I am full of choices of relative world. So saying actually if we can let go of, you know, this special feeling and really stay with because this is like the, you know, to come to the layer of relating, you know, it's like seems like a kind of like then all figuring out, you know, then mind can really start, you know, because as soon as I come to outer layer, you know, then I think, ah, you know, Nathan is good because he brings me cup of tea, you know, like gulab jamun, yes, certainly. So then what will happen, like this whole layer will soon, you know, like start, then maybe kind of Johar, she also bought other day the gulab jamun, you know, kind of like the whole realm will start. So saying this will be helpful if we can be kind of below this, below the relative realm, and there like difficulty will be like because of our habits, you know, we really like this kind of like description, you know, like she really smiled in such a good way, that makes kind of, you know, like all these relative, you know, things, and somehow like we really somehow want them. So first, like when we connect with the other layer, all this realm will be gone. So like kind of what, you know, what I am doing here, kind of, you know, like the quest, like we will bump again, you know, what is this? Kind of like. So sometimes we really have to kind of like a not really enjoyable, you know, like in the beginning, because enjoyable is this outer realm. So not having that, the other realm will be not enjoyable, that kind of thing. Left somewhere where nobody knows you, that kind of situation. So Krishna is saying, actually, we really have to pass that time, no? After a while, like the familiarity of this layer will come, and you know, other things will appear. So there will be like in between some time when little difficult. So really passing that time, and while we are passing that time, also another kind of trick is saying that if we can be watchful deeply, and when things are disappearing, still if we can see them not disappearing, like this, we can see like it's changing form, not disappearing. Kind of like when you know this biscuit is going inside the mouth. So one thing is like I can say, ah, this biscuit is disappearing. Another thing I can say, ah, okay, this biscuit is now changing, now it's becoming like liquid, you know. But like little more presence, being present into seeing, not like really. One thing, like we really want to finish, like when we start something, we really want to finish, like it's like kind of as if life has a finish, like the whole system we are brought up is like really concluding, you know, like conclusion is very important part of our life. And here what Krishna is saying, like if we can really feel good without concluding, you know, because there is no conclusion, you know. Life always keeps on, you know? Like, we could conclude that now I went to sleep, but actually life also in the sleep goes on, you know. It's not like the end. There is no end, such a thing like end. So that will enable us to see like more life as a kind of like passing through, not like a state. And that will be really very, very, he's saying like, actually that will be really, really, really helpful to see life, because life is not the way we conclude in life. We always conclude, ah, this is night, this is day, kind of like, we have this, kind of, and it's like helpful, but for spiritual seeing, maybe not helpful, so that we really can see life as passing through, not stopping by. Samam pasyan sarvatra sam vasthit miswaram nahi hinas atmanam tato yat param gatim. And if one can really see life passing through, then And then, like, really seeing passing through, then like in passing through, there is also another thing, like we really get stuck, you know, like passing through, like we really get stuck in the change, you know, like in passing through, also there will be like change. And generally, like we stuck in the change, and then again whole system, you know, come in. So saying like if we can be in passing through without going into change, without accepting, now like, you know, now this cup is, like really accepting, you know, like when movement of the cup, but not really as change, kind of like life as passing through, not life as change. You know, this will be like a big step, because generally like we always accept life as change, and then certainly like many things, many ideas come, this shouldn't change, this should change, kind of like there will be priorities will pop in. And if we accept change, like, you know, life passing through, not change, then it's like more acceptance for the change, and not thinking about the change. Because somehow change or passing through is accepted in the system. You know, like I think many people go sit by the Ganga and something like they really feel this, because the water is going all the time going, and change is not like this, because it's like somehow same water, you know, coming from the back, also going forward. So this, to come out of the system of change, is really, really, like many people report that has been very good, like just watching the water. So in that way, like watching the life, that way, passing through. And
sorry, I just wanted to come back to something yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between watching,
mm-hmm,
and allowing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the difference between those, yeah, two? Because you said allowing was at a deeper level.
Yeah, because it's like when you are watching, maybe the allowing is not a part of your system. No? You have to be really watchful to be watching. And when you allow, like certain, like, because allowing will be like, as soon as you allow, maybe you are out of watching. Like there will be like a state that witness is grown, but it's still like, you know, you really have to be careful. If you allow, if you do something else, watching will be lost. And then there can come a time that, you know, watching is on as well as when you are allowing, you know. Because one state will be, when you allow, watching is lost. Like when you allow, you are in allow, not in watching. So this is why second state, that you can be in watching as well as in allowing at the same time.
Can you give an example?
You know, like, because it's like, say, kind of like, you know, like I'm here with this cup of tea. Can you see me?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm really kind of, my eyes are seeing you, mm-hmm, but I'm watching, you know, this cup at the same time. And at the same time, you know, I'm allowing my hand so that it can come to my lips.
So multitasking.
What is this?
Something I'm not very good at. Multitasking. It's like the ability to, like, do the dishes,
mm-hmm,
have a conversation, uh-huh, yeah, and also be thinking about something else. uh-huh. but also aware of everything around you at the same time.
Yeah.
Women seem to be very good at this. And uh-huh. when I do one thing, mm-hmm. I do that, but also my mind's yes. elsewhere, and that's about yeah. it.
Yeah. yeah, so like probably this is what, like, you know, there will come a time that, you know, watching will be kind of accepted with allowing. So this is why, like, the second step was allowing.
So my feeling is it's something a bit more expansive.
More expansive.
And something that something with less control.
Like with control, you know, I think it will be difficult. So.
And in this state, is there some kind of drifting? Is there some kind of drifting into, like, going into it and then coming out of it a little bit and then going into it a little bit?
In the allowing?
In the allowing, yeah, like, so you go, you get a feeling that you can sense a lot of things going on, and then you sort of come back and it's sort of like more, like, mm-hmm. a little bit more restricted, and then kind of like an ebbing and flowing.
Yeah, you know, it's, that will be kind of like in the beginning, that will be there for sure. But then, like, once one is established in these states, then probably
that won't happen so much.
Yeah, you know, because it's like, say when you probably learn car, you know, you are different than when you drive.
I'm not a good driver last time. I need to make sure driving. I'm a lot worse now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Anything, I've got you. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
So saying that if indeed when things are changing their form, if we can see it's not like a finishing but kind of like a continuity of the form, and then that will enable, like, that will, you know, the witnessing will be more available by when life is kind of like passing through, then witnessing will be more available. Samam pasyan sarvatra sam vastit meeswaram na hinas tayat atmanam tato yat param gati. Keep on living with life passing through, being established in this passing through, not in change. And if one doesn't allow to fall back, going into change. No, if this passing through state keeps on prolonging without allowing, without falling back into change, then he said, like, certainly the supreme state will happen, you know, like this. This will allow us to be in supreme state. Like then, everything could pass by, you know, without going into change. Prakriti ev chakarmani kriya manani sarvasah yah pasyat tathatmanam akartaram sapasyat. So, you know, there is like creativity and creativity has unfolding. Like if we keep on walking, you know, like we will, you know, we will be somewhere. So actually life is like a creativity, and that has an unfolding. And then there can be like somebody perceiving the unfolding. You know, there is like this creative part of life, and then there is this probably seer, you know, who really sees unfolding. So when somebody and there can be like a way that like I really want, you know, the seer could interrupt unfolding. also it's possible that it's not like only unfolding, but unfolding affected by the seer. And there can be that it's not affected by the seer, by who sees. So he's saying, like, actually, when somebody see creativity unfolding and not interrupt. So Krishna is saying, like, that is when somebody will have ability to see. Then only one could, the ability to see is that when interruption in unfolding is not. What he means that life is an unfolding, kind of like we find ourselves growing, like we find ourselves being born and then growing, and there can be like one can interrupt unfolding. And Krishna is saying, like, that is not, that will not be from the place of seeing. Because from the place of seeing, like, unfolding will keep on happening. And like one can be in the realm of say, if you take example of like when we agree, say on some common rules, and then allowing that, those. So there can be like a one way of living like that, and there, like when this agreement was made, there were people who were not allowing, you know, who were really trying to make rules, kind of, you know, trying to from a different place. So saying like one way of life could be like this. Allowing unfolding, kind of like a, and one way could be being in the this witness, like a, whoever is seeing, and because like in this unfolding. You know, nobody has like made rules of unfolding, but probably like being in this like in this watching place, somehow maybe we can stop here today. So tomorrow.